This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, now. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them, join them now. Join them today. Use my name, use the show's name, get the first month free. secondcalldefense.org. Now then, it's very hard for me to believe that the current Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is actually making her predecessor, Eric Holder, the race-baiting liberal, gun-running, criminal-censured predecessor, look good. It is quite an accomplishment to be worse than Holder. But Lynch has achieved that goal in record time, especially after her lame-brained response to the terrorist attack in Orlando. Of course, the Pulse nightclub attack. Their jihadist Omar Mateen made it very evident in his 9/11 calls that his maniacal ravings to police negotiators that he killed 49 innocent people as an act of faithfulness to the Islamic State terrorist organization. There was no vagueness in these messages. In his 9/11 call, he proclaimed a pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State. This unambiguous vow to the leader of the Islamic State should have eliminated any and all doubt about what was motivating Mateen. We knew what he was being motivated for. So, without question, he killed the gay nightclub patrons as an act of jihad. However, our current Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, said that Mateen's motives may never be known and that he may have had many reasons for killing 49 innocent people. And as a result, Lynch claimed that it would be difficult to narrow it down to one motivation. This is willful stupidity by Lynch. Okay? Mateen tried very hard. He succeeded at making his motives crystal clear. He told police negotiators that he was an Islamic soldier. Why they figured they could negotiate with him is beyond me. With an Islamic State fighter, if he stops shooting long enough and he has some hostages, while you're discussing how he's going to surrender, he's getting his position ready to explode or something. He's not going to give up. He's going to martyr himself. So thus, in the aftermath of the attack, the nation should have entered into a robust discussion on how to defeat Islamic terrorism at home and abroad. Instead, ever since then, we have been plunged into a discussion about various gun control measures and ways to reduce hatred toward the gay and lesbian community. LGBT community, listen to me very carefully. The ones that claim to be your champions, the Democrats, also are the champions of Islam. Not all Islamic people want to kill you, but some do. Horribly. They think of you as less. And in the meantime, your Democratic sponsors want to disarm you, too. They want you to die and die soon, as Alan Grayson used to say. The Orlando attack was not about guns and it wasn't about gay people. It was about Islamic Jihad. Ironically, one of the best ways to help protect the gay and lesbian community in this country would be to train them how to use a weapon in self-defense and limit the number of refugees entering the country from Muslim countries. Now, for the Democrats and Loretta Lynch, we cannot consider these things. These are not good things. Loretta Lynch, after the San Bernardino jihadist attack, actually threatened to prosecute anyone who spoke out against radical Islam. In fact, Lynch said that anti-Muslim rhetoric was her greatest fear. The greatest fear for Lynch and everyone in the Obama administration should be the Islamic terrorist acts like the one committed in Orlando. That should be their biggest fear. Lynch is either oblivious or stupid, or maybe she's diabolical. I don't know. So, in her Orlando speech this past week, she even admitted that she lost track of Mateen's wife, a possible accomplice to the murders. Lynch said that Mrs. Mateen may be traveling, but I do not know her location now. This means that Loretta Lynch, instead of Alicia Silverstone, should have been the star of Clueless. I'm getting no reassurance from the nation's top cop. Lynch and her boss, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, are constantly giving the American people platitudes about fighting extremism and not radical Islamic terrorism. And to make matters worse, Lynch said the answer to terrorism is to show compassion, unity, and love to terrorists. In other words, kill our enemies with kindness. Now, I got the kill our enemies part down. I'm good to go. I am good to go with this. Undoubtedly, right now, in the various places and caves and everything else where they got their internet hookups and their satellite televisions, the Islamic terrorists are laughing their fourth point of contact off. They're laying in the dirt. We should be on a war footing right about now with a clearly defined enemy, not the nebulous threat of extremism, whatever that means. It couldn't get any worse. I'm constantly talking about romper room. Do you remember when the romper room teacher would hold up the hoop and she was looking at Tommy and Billy and Sally and Tammy and Robert and seeing all these people out there? Well, she was reading off of a list, right? It was nebulous. It was just names out of a book. Of course, she didn't see them because that magic of television, even back then during the golden age, was not such that she could see us. But we believed it. Now, this nebulous extremism thing it's got to go. To Lynch and Obama, the Christians and the Jews and gay people and other minority groups are just as likely to commit terror attacks as Muslims, but the evidence shows otherwise. Fort Hood, Texas. San Bernardino, Garland, Texas, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Orlando. The one constant in all of these incidents has been the involvement of radical Islamic terrorists. It would be really refreshing for somebody there to accept reality and get serious about what's going on here. On their way out the door, they could do it. Their legacy would be intact. Don't worry, Barack, I'll still think you're a liberal. Now, hopefully, the hope would be that there will be not another terrorist action in many years. But reality tells us that there will be another one very soon, and they're going to continue to escalate and get worse and worse and worse. So it is time to accept the bitter truth and deal with it by protecting ourselves and stop living in a fantasy world of political correctness. And until Barack Obama does it, it's going to be left to us to do it for ourselves. And don't worry, I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you something I found on Facebook and posted on Facebook the other day that just cracks me up. Just makes me laugh. This coming from the button pushers. It's a Facebook group. And they refer to us as ammosexuals. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Coming to you live on the Performance Made USA Studio, this is the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one of a kind. humankind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Without a doubt, check them out. Go join them, Second Call Defense. This past week when I was, past weekend, I was looking at Reddit, and I go to the program side of Reddit, and there's this thing from this group on Facebook called The Button Pushers. And they put up a little meme on their little Facebook group. I'm going to read it to you. The last thing you want to do in an active shooter event is pull out your gun and go hunting for the shooter. If there are other concealed gun carriers in the attack location, they may shoot you. If the police show up and you're running around with a firearm, they will probably shoot you. Remember, no one knows who you are. The responders are looking for someone with a gun, and you match that description. Now, and at the bottom of this, they put, do you understand now why right-wing ammosexuals are idiots and how our Second Amendment in its current form is asinine? Any more questions? And then they talk about the Pulse shooting where it took 11 guys to take out this guy. You know what it would have taken? I know a couple of people that wear badges that if they'd been there, he would have been dead. Okay, hits matter in a gunfight. And I can't imagine what that cop who engaged him first is going through. Because due to the fact that he was not competent enough to hit the gunman got in and had his way for 3 hours. Now, these guys that are out there, first of all, here's the thing, gun grabbers, and I really seriously wish you guys would consider this when you're going to write something like this. That's never happened. You're talking about a concealed carrier who pulls his gun out and goes hunting for the shooter. Now, what a concealed carrier does is a concealed carrier, in every instance that I've ever seen, will pull his weapon. He may post up in a position to try to keep the shooter from coming, like Nick Melly in the Clackamas Small incident. He may have to close with somebody, like I can't remember the college where it was done, but the teacher went out to the car and got his gun. But that's not what we're taught in self-defense. Self-defense is not about us hunting anybody. If, and without a doubt, you know, I'm almost certain that anybody would teach this, although I'm probably the exception to that lesson. I would probably try to go and clear it myself. But if you come to your house and your house has the doors ajar and you can hear somebody in your house, right? Most police officers would tell you, if you have a weapon, to secure your weapon and to take up a safe position and to call the cops and try to watch and see if this guy comes out. And they would tell you not to engage this guy. That's what most police officers would do. This is the responsible thing to say. It's the responsible thing for me to say to you now. However, it's all going to be dependent on what you think you can do. Okay? As to what you do. One of the biggest tactical mistakes I've ever seen, ever, was Zimmerman. Zimmerman got out there, and he was, you know, trailing Trayvon Martin. And Zimmerman parked his car and got out and trailed him on foot. This is where it made everything hard for Zimmerman at that point. Now, at another point, he tried to turn around and go back to his car, and then he got blindsided, and then it was just practical, standard self-defense that he practiced. But, once again, a police officer would tell you not to get out of your vehicle, not to pursue these people. Police officers that do this have done this before. Far better to let somebody experience, and even they sometimes get caught by surprise by events as they unfold. But better to let somebody that actually knows what they're doing do it. Okay? If you're not in the criminal pursuit business, Let somebody who is do that. But once again, I would just like it if just once some of these idiots would get out there that are saying that we pull out our guns and go hunting for a shooter. Show me an instance where that's happened. And they can't. They're not going to, because all of their stuff is based upon what they hear. They also got they have memes up, the number of mass shootings stopped by a concealed carrier, zero. Well, that's because when the concealed carrier introduces himself, it's not a mass shooting. It's happened. Most recently, the one that I think of that got the most press was probably the Uber driver in Chicago. He got out there and stopped a mass shooting himself, by himself. Concealed carrier in Chicago, in an Uber car, got out and stopped that. So, all that nonsense, notwithstanding, it drives me crazy to see a bunch of idiots. In the military, we refer to these guys as REMFs. REMF. Now, these guys were never in the military, so maybe I'm giving the REMFs a bad name. But getting out there and talking the talk is like something a REMF would do. REMF stands for Rear Echelon, and the last two letters are MF. Those of you that have been in the military know exactly what I'm talking about. Those that have not, find somebody that was in the military, tell them the acronym, and they'll tell you. And these guys are out there. The police, as far as I know, the police have never shot a Good Samaritan shooter. They've never shot a defender. The police are not idiots. No matter how hard people try to portray them as such, they are not. They do have some bad apples, just like we have bad apples. We call our bad apples criminals. I don't know what they call them in the police, but it merely makes sense that they would have some. But the percentage is about the same as it is in the civilian world. So, but they're not idiots. This I do know. They are not idiots. And some of them are actually quite saint-like with some of the stuff they put up with. So, kind of a break. But they're not idiots. They're not going around shooting down people that are doing the right thing. Coming up on the next break, we will be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out and join them. One thing I haven't talked about is the Supreme Court ruling where Barack Obama got stiff-armed by the Supreme Court justices regarding his unconstitutional executive orders with regard to immigration law enforcement. The real issue here for American voters is who pays for the benefits that illegal immigrants receive. And this is an issue that should be considered in November because, believe me, Hillary will double down on this. Illegal immigration was not created by business. Businesses cannot give them driver's licenses and government benefits or issue unconstitutional executive orders. Only government can get away with these actions. How it forces you to financially support illegal immigrants in the U.S. is the real story. Now, it costs just as much for an illegal immigrant to live in the U.S. as it does for a documented immigrant. Price of gasoline is the same, along with food, used cars, and housing. Public education is actually higher for illegal immigrants, up to 50% higher, since illegal immigrants use expensive programs such as English as a second language that English-speaking students do not. So the question then becomes, if it's so expensive to live in the U.S., how do people working at low-paid jobs no one else will do afford cars and housing and education, insurance, and other expenses necessary for daily living? Anyone who states that people earning $10 an hour can pay their own way should do a brief review of the expenses of living in the United States. The Kaiser Health Group states that today it costs $12,000 and more in some cases to have one baby. Mexicans make up the majority of illegal immigrants in the U.S., but there are many from Europe and other parts of the world who have overstayed their visas as well. With regard to family size, it's important to note that Mexicans today have about twice as many children as white families and one more than black families. Center for Immigration Studies has recently found that Mexicans are now having slightly smaller families, but regardless of family size, someone has to pay for that $12,000 per child. And whether we like it or not, me and you, we're the ones paying for it. The other big cost is education. Now, while education is not charged to you like college tuition would be, in Los Angeles, for example, it costs $25,000 per year to teach one student. One. More for Hispanics since they use ESL programs. Chicago spends $16,000 per student. New York, $27,000. And once again, these costs don't include ESL. These three cities are all sanctuary cities that violate federal law by encouraging illegal immigration. They constantly raise taxes and fees in order to provide illegal immigrants with subsidies for food, housing, and education. Since illegal immigrants earn so little money and are supported by a number of local, state, and federal programs, you end up being forced to pay for these programs. Center for Immigration Studies found that in 2015 that the average illegal immigrant family received $6,234 in different benefits, 41% more than native households, more than poor Americans. Now, illegal immigration is based upon violations of the 1996 immigration law. And despite that, there's been a complete lack of obedience to the Constitution in other ways. With regard to financial support, the main way the Constitution is violated is through misappropriation of funds, a U.S. Code Title 18 felony. Money spent on illegal immigrants comes from several main sources, and you don't even know you're paying for them. Think of the ever higher fees that you have to pay for cable TV and utilities and gasoline and property taxes and the other necessities of daily life. They are, in part, subsidies for illegal immigration. Much of these higher costs go to pay for the government employees, particularly teacher union members who are paid to teach the children. But it's a little known but very crucial fact that today one of every four children of school age is Hispanic, and their number is the only number growing. If not for illegal immigrant children, many school systems would have to cut back on the number of teachers. This also directly impacts their federal and state subsidies. You see the pattern that's emerging here. And since public school teachers pay union dues, and these union dues are a major source of campaign contributions at local, state, and federal levels, there's a direct connection between political power and the number of illegal immigrant children allowed to be in the country. Recently, there's been a dramatic increase in those numbers. The reason for this is that children are now the cash cow of public teacher unions. They then act as the foundation of political power. So the extra taxes and fees and debt created by government to support these illegals is a subsidy of political power. These taxes and fees then force you to support the one party, the Democrat Party, that is the sole beneficiary of all these public sector union campaign contributions. So every time you're paying an increase at the gas pump, every time you're paying an increase with your cable television, you're supporting the Democratic Party. In the end result, this is technically, and then the sanctuary cities and states, particularly those that are created by sanctuary policy in the beginning, are all run by Democrats. This is technically a violation of your First Amendment right of free speech, since the Supreme Court has already ruled that campaign contributions are a form of speech. This is another way that illegal immigration violates the Constitution, other than at the direct violation caused by the fact that only Congress has the authority to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. Another way they've figured out to divert money appropriated for city and state services, they do it, and it creates a shortfall that states and cities make up by issuing bonds. The explosion of spending on illegal immigrants, as well as the explosion of retirement costs of public sector workers, are the reasons why municipal bond debt has skyrocketed. This is why Chicago's mayor recently cut back on mental health facilities. Public pensions have in Illinois state law priority, even though they say they are devoted to helping children and the disabled. Other hidden costs are property taxes. Illinois now has 10 cities, including Chicago, where the entire property tax payment goes into pensions, not services. This lack of revenue prompted Democrats to pass the Stimulus Programs and Recovery Act. They're running out of money. They're running out of money. California is deep, deep, deep in debt. Deep in debt. Now, should Hillary Clinton become president, there's no doubt that she will issue further executive orders to violate federal law. But in the end, the entirety of the nation is subsidizing illegal immigration with federal dollars, right? If you're paying, like, my mobile phone bill is going, some of those taxes are going to subsidize illegal immigrants. And then that money makes its way around, and then eventually it ends up with the Democratic Party or the Democratic policies. Politics. Politics. These are horrible, horrible times when you get out there and you start peeling the onion back. And yet, no matter what happens, they always want to come after guns. They always want to vilify us. They can't, and you know what? If they were veterans, they would not be allowed to own guns themselves because they can't balance their checkbook. I think that's what we should impose. Let's ban Democrats. Coming up on the next break, we will be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Made in USA studio, this is Locked and Loaded. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Have they picked running mates now or something? Did I miss something? That's all right. We'll figure this out later. I'm not that concerned with it at this particular moment. Brexit. The British exit from the EU. On June the 12th, they were saying it was too close to call. And yet, a lot of people knew it was going to pass. Clarice Feldman got out there and said, one thing is clear, both the EU officialdom and ours are wiser than voters only in their ability to feather their own nest, not make us safer or richer or happier. Many predicted if the UK exits Brexit, other European countries will follow. This, too, seems to be the case. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching the UK exit the EU. A lot of people there, it's very instructional about the shock that a lot of people there are going through right now because they believe the polls. Now, they're not willing to attribute the fact that the vote went the way it did because there's some people in the UK that are tired of paying out five times as much money as they get back from the EU. And they're tired of being told that they will do this and that and the other, and that they will be told that they, you know, that they're going to take in all of these Islamics, all these Syrians. If you go in, you can go into certain parts of the UK where the Islamic people there will say, we've taken over your country. This is our country now. It's not your country anymore. So much for the religion of love. Now, for a lot of these people, the people that voted to exit the EU were a bunch of uneducated rubes. But when they were saying all of this, all they were revealing was how disconnected they were from the people they were talking about. Shel Akison of formerly of CBS News, tweeted, "Media and politicians being so shocked about Brexit is like saying we really have no idea what we're talking about when you give us analyses." There were a lot of little side things going on. First, there was Nigel Farage versus Count Herman Van Rompuy. Count Herman was the first guy in charge of the EU, and he was made a villain by Nigel Farage. Of all of those out there, Daniel Greenfield's post-referendum analysis was very interesting. But here's some highlights of it. He wrote, "Every propaganda gimmick was rolled out. Brexit was dismissed, mocked, and ridiculed. It was for lunatics and madmen. Anyone who voted to leave the benevolent bosom of the European Union was an ignorant xenophobe who had no place in the modern world. And that turned out to be most of Britain. While Londonistan, that post-British city of high financial stakes and low Muslim mobs, voted by landslide to remain, a decisive majority of the English voted to wave goodbye to the EU. 60% of Tower Hamlets, the Islamic stronghold, voted to stay in the EU, but to no avail. The will of the people prevailed. And the people did not want migrant rape mobs in their streets and Muslim massacres in their pubs. They were tired of Afghani migrants living in posh homes with their four wives while they worked hard and sick of seeing their daughters passed around by Asian cabbies from Pakistan in ways utterly indistinguishable from the ISIS slave trade, while the police looked the other way so as not to appear racist. And most of all, they were sick of the entire bureaucratic establishment that let it all happen. So the British voters chose freedom. They decided to reclaim their destiny and their nation from the likes of Count Herman Van Rompuy, the former president of the European Council, selected at an informal meeting, who has opposed direct elections for his job and insisted that the word of the future is union. When Nigel Farage of UKIP told Count Van Rompuy that I can speak on behalf of the majority of the British people in saying that we don't know you, we don't want you, and the sooner you are put out to grass, the better. He was fined for it by the Bureau of the European Parliament after refusing to apologize. But now it's Farage and the Independence Party who's had the last laugh. The word of the future isn't union. It's freedom. A process that has begun that will not end in Britain. It will spread around the world, liberating nations from multinational institutions. Brexit illustrated the weakness of the multinational establishment, the vast bureaucratic power that rests on using the media to suppress political dissent. When the media's special pleading fails to stop the democratic process, it is more helpless than any dictator when the outraged mob pours into his palace. What is true of Britain is also true of America. That is the lesson of Brexit. It is the future. There were a lot of people interviewed by the BBC as the night wore on, and they were sort of sneering about it. The globalist doom seemed assured and attributed their loss to badly educated people. They were actually educated by the same people as they. You know, just because they're miners and fishermen and farmers and small shopkeepers. You know, that doesn't mean they're not educated. Obviously, it's aimed at shaming them for not belonging to the smart set. You know, people like Cher and Leonardo DiCaprio and Lindsay Lohan and Count Van Rompuy. There were a lot of things that turned this one. Primarily, in this particular case, it was immigration. Everybody making these decisions hung out in Brussels. And they were chauffeured about in limousines. And the EU officialdom doesn't seem to have figured out the high cost of unlimited Muslim immigration to the European workers who support them, or the even more damaging effect on European civilization or unassimilated migrants from the Middle East and North Africa. The Turkish immigrants in Germany, when surveyed, 7% of them said violence is justified to spread Islam. 7% is not that big, is it? But out of 3 million Turks living in Germany, that's 210,000 people who believe that jihad is an acceptable method to propagate Islam in Germany. You know, the survey also found that labor migration is no longer the main reason why Turks immigrate to Germany. The most important reason is to marry a partner who lives there. They asked Muslims how strongly they feel discriminated against and search for correlations to the development of a fundamentalist worldview. But there are none. Muslim hatred of non-Muslims is not a special phenomenon of Muslim immigration, but it's actually worse in the countries of origin. Radicalization is not first produced in Europe. Rather, it comes from the Muslim world. Nearly half of the 3 million ethnic Turks living in Germany believe that it is more important to follow Islamic Sharia law than German law if the two are in conflict. One-third of those surveyed also yearn for German society to return to the way it was during the time of Muhammad, founder of Islam in the Arabia of the early 7th century. Survey, which involves Turks who have been living in Germany for many years, often decades, refutes claims by German authorities that Muslims are well integrated into German society. In Europe, people are being tossed out of their homes to make way for the new immigrants. Then, once they get there, women and children are being raped and assaulted by them. The streets are full of these wretches demanding the institution of Sharia law in Europe. And there seems to be no end to the stream of them, most of them who cannot and will not be employable or assimilate. This is problematic, but it is redeemable. It is still redeemable at this point. It's going to take a little bit of work. I think Britain has begun. I would look to see referendums demanded in France, especially in France, and in Germany, possibly Greece. Once if any one of those countries secede from the European Union, that will cause a cascade that will be unstoppable, and there will be no more European Union, which I'm not sure there needs to be. But we're going to roll ahead, and we're going to head to the second hour. When we get back, we're going to talk more about Brexit, because this is very important. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.